A woman whose husband is dead is called a
widow lady.
Okay. What if he just left her? Then she'd be a
divorce? No.
Did you ever hear of grass?
Grass widow? I didn't know what it was. They called him and said, well, that's a grass widow.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why.
The man whose child you are, he's called your
dad or father.
And his wife is your
mother.
And together they're your
parents.
What do you call your mother and father? What do people call them?
Mother and father, or mother and dad, mom and dad.
Okay.
I called my mother, and I didn't know my daddy. I called my grandfather.
What about your grandfather's wife would be your
grandmother.
Anything people call them?
What'd you say?
Anything else people say besides grandfather or
grandma? Grandpa.
Okay. And
granny, momo, and all kind of old crazy things.
What would be the most common around here?
I'd say grandma.
And a name that a child's known by just in the family, you call that a
name? What name?
A name that a child is called just in his family would be a what kind of name?
Nickname.
Did you ever hear a pet name or a basket
name? Yeah, pet name, not basket name.
Give me an example of a pet name.
Scoot was what we call my wife's baby brother because he scooted around on the floor. He never would walk. Some people call the kid Pet, you know.
Uh-huh.
She's my pet, or like I told about Rita, she's my, that's my girl, or that's my heartthrob, or something like that.
Something on wheels you can put a baby in and it'll lie down.
Baby carriage.
And you put the baby in the carriage and you go out and
push it.
And if you had two children, you might have a son and a
daughter.
Or a boy and a
girl.
And if a child is 5 inches taller this year, you say in 1 year he
grew 5 inches.
And you tell him you certainly have
grown.
And you say you could almost see him
grow.
And if a woman looks after three children until they're grown, you say she's what those?
Raised those children. Hmm? Raised them.
Okay. And if a child has the same color hair and eyes that his father has and the same shaped nose, you say he
looks like his father or has characteristics like his father.
What if he has the same mannerisms and behavior? You say he
has the same manners as his father.
Do you ever say favors or takes after? Or?
I've heard people say that, yeah.
What would you say?
I would say he favors his dad.
Is that when you say favors, does that mean the way he acts?
Characteristics, or? Basically. Characteristics would be what I would be referring to.
Not so much looks.
Not so much looks or his actions, so to speak.
And if a child's misbehaving, you tell them, if you do that again, you're going to get a
whipping, spanking.
What's the difference?
As far as I'm concerned, none. I don't know of any.
And if a woman's going to have a child, you say she's
pregnant.
Did people used to use that word?
Oh, they'd say with child. I've heard people say with child. And don't have a baby.
Any joking ways of saying that, or kind of vulgar ways?
I'm sure there is.